Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Loyiso Bala, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thank you. Yeah, it's a little cold this morning.
So you're about to launch a new documentary, a new series filmed in Israel called Israel Unveiled. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. So Israel Unveiled is actually on this evening on TVN Brilliant. Africa, which is channel 343 on DSTV at 7:30. Mm-hmm. We're actually on the third episode.
Right.
And it's obviously, you know, it's just gotten more and more popular. As the weeks have gone by. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Israel Unveiled was really just about my discovery of Israel. I've been to Israel a few times, but I guess this time around it was, you know, I was not part of a tour, but it was really just my own journey of getting to understand, you know, the promises that are upon the land and about my connections as a Christian to, you know, to Jerusalem and obviously, you know, to the Holy Land, as a whole.
So you went through, you know, when I was looking into it, I mean, you went through the whole country, and what you did was you traced it biblically. Is that right?
Yeah, so that's right. So it's not so much a historic, because I think also when you say biblically, one can think that it's a historical, you know, it's a historical journey. Mm. But mine was more based on the promises. That
oh,
were
I
given
see.
To,
I see. Okay.
to the, you know, to the people of,
yes.
you know, the people of Israel and so right. on. So like, for instance, there's one part in the, you know, in the Bible where it says that, many nations will be blessed through Israel. And so one of my things was to find out what is it that Israel is doing that is forward, that is innovative, that is blessing
okay.
other nations around the world.
I get it. So that's why you were in Tel Aviv.
Right, yeah.
Right. Okay, so that's why I was trying to understand how sort of you landed up looking at Tel Aviv innovation centers and things like that. But then now this makes perfect sense because you actually it's actually putting a modern context to the biblical promises effectively.
No, absolutely. I mean, like, we know that God's promises are forever.
Right.
So so not all of them, you know, like not all of those. I mean, like, even those prophecies were fulfilled. You know, over 3,000, 4,000, 2,000 years ago, but some of them are being fulfilled right now. And you know, there's a place in the Bible as well, like, that speaks about the fact that, you know, through Christ, you know, as a Christian, it says that, you know, through Jesus, those promises have now become ours. And it's a hard thing, especially as a black South African, as a black African, to actually understand. It's like, but how does that place really connect to me?
To you,
and
yeah.
I think this time around, I actually got it. And I do say in the documentary, you know, I say that, okay, cool, now I get it. I feel like, you know, the truth is that my flesh and my blood belongs to Africa, you know? So my ancestors, everything that I am belongs to Africa. Mm. But where my soul came to life, when my spirit came to life, was 2,000 years ago. And it was in, it was in Jerusalem, which is in Israel.
Right.
So, so I guess that's where my connection is. And obviously we know that, you know, the flesh and blood is not forever, but the spirit is forever.
Incredible. Were you not, you know, you've stepped into social media, controversy
yeah.
before. We see in any time, South African, in particular within our political context, repeats anything positive about Israel, the backlash is quite significant. It takes a tremendous amount of courage to do what you're doing. It's so much easier, to, especially being as popular as you are and as well known as you are, to go off in all sorts of directions. Were you concerned about the potential backlash and the pressure that you might be placed under, going this route?
You know, I thought about it, but I could never be stopped by that. Do you know what I mean? I think it's important to really hear what people are, you know, like, to hear what people are saying. Obviously, I think you're going to get radicals on both sides. But for me, this was not a political, journey. Like I've always said, you know, and even if, let's say this specific land, right? Or let's say Jerusalem was in Pakistan, for instance, you know,
right.
And there were no good relations between South Africa and Pakistan. I would still go there because
right.
that is
because you're following
the place
belief.
Of my worship. That is home. I mean, like, in the same way that people go home, not because home is a good place to be, but because that is just home. Do you know what I mean? So, I think the historical context of Israel, I cannot run away from the fact that it's home. Do you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And not that it's my home, but the fact that it's our home. So all believers believe that it's their home. So we won't go, we won't stop going there.
Right.
For as long as people, you know, rant and rave and say that we shouldn't, you know what I mean? This for me was not a political journey, you know, it was a spiritual journey.
One of our listeners saying doing the right thing, especially when it's not always the popular thing to do, it isn't called courage, it's called integrity. Wishing Lisa all of the best. And I think it's living your beliefs, Anati.
But that's the thing, though, is that a lot of people that you comment on Israel, especially positive things about Israel, the majority of them never come from a political standpoint.
Yes, because this isn't political.
It's always other people turning it into a political issue. So I really, really do applaud your courage to actually go out and do that based on your beliefs.
And you were in Israel when?
I was in Israel in 2018.
Right.
And I also went through that whole spiritual journey, and it is absolutely, absolutely incredible. Actually, you go to my church, Loiso, Rema.
What? Oh,
yes.
This is from the Eastern Cape.
Yes, exactly. My homie.
Oh, wow, there we
my
go.
Homie.
I mean, brothers and sisters there.
I don't know. We see so much coming out of the Eastern Cape. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, not always good at the moment, given what's going on with COVID there. But in fact, I always say that because I went on, I took a friend to Israel, a Christian friend to Israel, and for the first time I went on one of the on a Christian tour, which I'd never done before because it wasn't within my framework necessarily. And when I walked down this Via Dolorosa, I felt so moved by it, and because I thought every Christian in the world has got to walk down this alleyway.
Yeah.
How do you not?
Yeah.
Because this brings the context, the religion, the every aspect of it to life.
Yeah.
And I found it to be one of the most moving experiences that I've had in Jerusalem, which came as a surprise to me because I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't doing the tour for me. I was doing it for a friend, with a friend.
Yeah.
And it's so important. And that makes it sadder that in fact it has been politicized. But let's just go back to the show. So how many episodes are there?
So we have 6 episodes. Mm-hmm. Today's the third one, and obviously next week is going to be the fourth. So every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m.
Amazing. And it's not only airing in South Africa. I believe it's around the world as well.
Yeah. So it's also in the UK as well at the moment. So the UK, they play it on TBN UK every Monday at 7:30. So yeah, so we're very fortunate to have this kind of go around. And I really believe that, you know, this is going to be a series that's going to go all over the world because I don't think anyone has ever really covered, you know, the Holy Land in the way that we have in this one, you know. The old ones are all very documentary stuff.
Well, that's what I love about this. I didn't realize it until you started explaining that it isn't historical in that you're not going completely, obviously the context and the history is important, but you actually have brought it to life in a modern day context.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, also there's a lot of music in it. So, you know, with myself as a musician, I meet up with a lot of musicians that side in different parts of, you know, like of that beautiful, you know, of that beautiful country.
Yeah.
And we just sing songs together and just like, you know, I mean, from Psalms, to just well-known songs and just some of my own songs as well. You know, I sing in different churches and different sanctuaries. But for me, I mean, like for me, probably my favorite part, which is going to be on next week is covering the food. You know what? You like the Villa Dolorosa?
Yeah.
That's fine.
You were moved by the food.
I was, you know, that food ministered to me. I'm telling you right now.
Really?
I'm not
a believer.
The food converted me.
The food in Israel is unbelievable. Although Zanati hasn't looked at hummus again since she's arrived back. She overdid it.
I mean, so I was like, you know, how much more hummus could I take? You know? But coming back, already I was craving the hummus. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so, you know what? the land of milk and honey actually tastes like milk and honey. Do you know what I mean?
The food there is phenomenal.
I was hugely surprised, especially because we've got such great food here in South Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the only probably other place where I've gone to outside of the country, apart from India's curry.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Where they actually make, I mean, like where the food is better than home.
Amazing. So what was your best food there?
You know what? I ate everything. Those desserts, with names that I can't even say. that goat cheese.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So kind of walking through the markets, you need to just eat, you know? Buy from locals, from just everybody.
So
you will be amazed. And I guess you know why? Because a lot of people, you know, like a lot of, and if you haven't been to Israel, you'll think of it as like being a state of just one people. But there are so many cultures that have come into one, and how those cultures work together, and how like sort of like they've come together not only in terms of not only just socially, but also like, you know, the culture is, it's in the food, it's in what they wear, it's in the language. It's beautiful. Do you know what I mean?
Amazing.
Like, it's beautiful how it all actually comes together. And then you get, and then you sit and you're like, you know what, actually, these are people who came from all over the world, you know, to assemble in this place, and they've made this a home. You know?
Absolutely incredible. Well, I am definitely looking forward to watching this. Is there a way to access some of the episodes that we might have missed?
Yeah, so there is a way on TBN, tbnafrica.org.
Right.
We've got our platform there. One is actually able to go and then to view them.
Okay,
we're going to find other ways as well.
Yeah, certainly sounds amazing. Good luck with this. And you are absolutely inspiring.
Thank you.
Loved every second of speaking to you. And well done for everything that you are doing. Just keep on your journey, because whatever it is and wherever it's going is absolutely amazing.